White was primarily Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Did you have
few Catholics, few Jews, not many.
Were there any communities of Jews?
No, there were so few that it didn't become a community. You had no growth of what you might call Jewish ethnic areas until after World War II. Well, let me say this. The area of South Beach, and when I say South Beach, I'm talking about Lincoln Road South.
Toward Coconut Grove?
No, Miami Beach.
Oh, okay.
Across on it.
All right.
From Lincoln Road South was predominantly Jewish. Back in those days, everything north of Lincoln Road usually had a sign, Gentiles only, a restricted clientele. That was it. From Lincoln Road South were where your people came who went to the Catskills in the summer, and they came to Miami Beach in the winter.
That must be the Lincoln Road that she was talking about.
Probably was.
That must
probably
be.
Was Lincoln Road. Picture of the original Miami Beach development. That would have been taken back though sometime about 1912, 1916, something like that.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, I just...
Yeah, that would be it, yeah. Right. In fact, I remember, I think, that picture, which was probably old Arthur and Carl and a few others in white straw hats and white linen coats.
Right.
Yeah.
Looked like a British survey team in
right.
The okay, well, all right, I didn't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry, I interrupted your train of thought, but you had, there was a strong amount of anti-Semitism here at that time, but prior, before the war.
Well, not necessarily anti-Semitism. I'm just trying to think that as a kid, a Jew was more an item of curiosity to me rather than... I think my parents were probably fairly broad-minded and liberal for people at that time. And I know at home I never heard my parents make remarks about the goddamn Dykes or this and that I would hear in other places, you know. But in the area itself, really, I don't think really that you ever have anti-Semitism or anti-black or anti-anything else until you start to develop enough of them that the reigning majority looks at them and starts to think, Jesus Christ, they're breeding like flies, what's going to happen next, you know? And that's when that thing develops. I just can't...
That was after the war.
Well, that was before the war.
I mean, the large influx of different ethnic groups you mentioned.
Yes, came after the war. You had a tremendous influx, of course, of your Jewish people who came down here, a lot of them on retirement, just moved down. Then, of course, your Cubans who came in the 60s after Castro.
Did you know of any Cubans or Puerto Rican communities at that time, or when you were young?
Not communities.
Or just
there were no communities. There were some Cubans. When I was in high school, we always had, it looked like in every class, four or five Cubans. Now that was while Machado and Prio were present over in Cuba, and the aunties shipped their families up, or they came up themselves and waited until the next election or the next revolution before they could go back. And so we always had a few of them, but they did not settle in communities. They were scattered throughout the area.
I see. And, well, now, did you know much about the Coconut Grove area? I mean, were you ever, when you were in school?
I was never familiar with it. I'd been to it. I went down to Dinner Key to picnics.
Yeah.
And I was familiar with the area. And then back in the middle 30s, I became fairly familiar with it. I was working for Firestone as a salesman and collector in their budget department, the time payment sales deal.